This morning to gather here and hear another portion of thy word, sing songs of praise, your gracious name, Lord. We ask you to be with us in this service and be everything we do in accordance to thy will. Lord, we ask you to look after our preacher, Brother Lee Foster, and return him to his house because we need him down here so much. Thank you, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Birthday.
Talked to me, we had a good conversation, and
I help carry all the stuff down to the sixth floor and all that.
Yeah.
And then I guess it just kind of went downhill from there.
It seems like something could change within a hour. You'll get something good, and turn it around and just a little off. You get something bad, or something bad, and you need to be good. So anyway, that's what we said.
Do you think we should send him a card or hold off on the flyers?
They sent him one last week, I think Jennifer took.
Jennifer took.
Or we could send another.
And he actually opened it himself and looked at it and everything.
I'll look for another one.
Birthday costumes.
Birthday. I don't know if I have a bra, I'll look.
Okay.
Grateful that Brother Lee's not with us, but I just hope and pray that you can get him back to be able to come with us. Lord, I want you to help us with this little church, because we are going to go through uncertain times. We realize that our wants may not come to be fruitful, and we realize that. But still, we need your help in deciding the future of this little church. We come to this table this morning to let you know how grateful we are for your son Jesus and what he means to us, because we realize if it wasn't for him, we would have no hope of when our life here on earth is finished. And we lift this cup and partake of this bread with gratitude for that opportunity. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Blessing that you provide us with. We thank you for this wonderful church you have given us.
We also thank you so very much for the years you give us with Brother Lee. We ask that you reach out and touch him and heal him so we can have some more time with him. We appreciate all the blessings and gifts you give us. As we bring forth this gift, we ask that you bless both the gift and giver, and let it be used in accordance with thy will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Prayer song due number 350, Rock of Ages. Just the first and last prayer.
A fortune. It's probably too late now. But I don't worry about that much, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Ain't got a lot of riches, and sometimes the going's rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all His blessings on me and the mercy He's bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Oh, sure, I've been through some storms just like you have. And yes, there were times when my faith probably got a little thin. But you helped me through those. But you know, all at once, it seemed like one day those dark clouds broke. That old sun started shining again. So, Lord, help me not to grumble and complain about the tough roads I have hoed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, and if the way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, 'cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy to help another bear his load. And I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, I'll keep drinking from my saucer, Lord, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Yes, my cup has overflowed.
Good morning. Well, that ain't too bad. Come on, let's get it up. Come on. I want to thank you all for having me here. And you know, we need to constantly pray for Brother Lee. And if y'all wonder about Jay Webb, pray for him too, because he needs a lot of prayer. But anyhow, when you got up this morning, what's the first thing you do? You got a regular routine, maybe brushing your teeth, combing your hair. Sometimes you take a shower. Lots of times we jump up and run out the door, don't we? You know what we forgot to do? We forgot to pray. How many times have we run out the door and not prayed? Makes a mess out of the day, don't it? Don't it, Jimmy? Now, I like to move around a little bit. I can't sit still too long. The Bible describes prayer as an intimate conversation with God. Now, we need to speak to Him at all times. It don't matter where you're at. Now, how many of you talk to yourself and answer yourself? Yeah, I do that too. But you know what? We need to talk to our Father all the time. We need to constantly talk with Him all the time. We need to have a conversation with Him. Now, I know we have a conversation with our families and children and stuff like that. All my kids, they grown and gone, and I still have a little conversation with me. And then they fuss at me, "Oh, Dad, you don't need to do that." Just because I'm 75 years old don't mean I don't sit down. I get up and go on. And that's the way we should be. When we talk to God, we express praise and thanksgiving and personal request. We've all of us in here got a personal request of something, ain't we? We need to give Him praise every day, constantly, being thankful for Him. How to pray. Now, you just jump up and rattle off a bunch of words? No, we ain't supposed to do that. Matthew 6:9-14. "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet." Now, it says enter a closet. I think our bodies are a closet. We can stop wherever we're at and pray unto Him constantly. We don't have to go into a closet. You could be riding down the road. You could be walking around the church here. You could be walking down the street. But you could be constantly praying all the time. excuse me. When thou prayest, shut thy door, pray to the Father that which is in secret. Now, we share prayers with one another, but we when we come to pray, that's our time that we can just focus out everything else, get away from it. Because we've got enough rat races in this world today. Now, you remember when you was going to school? There's a lot of baby boomers in here besides myself. You remember when you was going to school? What's the first thing we did when we went to school? We had a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and a song, and we had prayer. And people wonder why in the world school systems are messed up. We took them Ten Commandments out of it and we took prayer out of it. And that's why every time you turn on television, there's all something always going on. Now, about the only time we ever got in trouble was maybe a pocket knife. Maybe. Did you ever get one? Did you ever get in trouble for that, Jimmy?
No.
Maybe them things on your heels, heel taps or something. But back then life was simple, wasn't it? Back then life was a more family time. What kids do today? Like it. We need to have more prayer time. There's a song called The Family Bible on the Table. There needs to be more reading out of that book. We need to open it up more. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not redemption as the heathens do. For they think that they shall be heard for much speaking. In verse 9 says, in the manner of therefore, O Father, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. We're tempted every day, ain't we? That's why we need to talk to our Father every day and ask Him to take temptations away from us. Our problem, folks, is we're still human beings. We need, as Christians, we don't need to let our guard down. Prayer, it teaches us to honor God. We need to honor Him every day. We need to ask for daily needs and seek forgiveness. Now, a lot of us, I don't know, how many times you seen somebody run out there and buy a lottery ticket? And when they do win, it's the worst of shape than what they was in to start with. Our Father knows exactly what we need, when we need it, in His time. How many times when we get impatient, I think, at times. Those who've got kids, haven't you been driving? Where you been going somewhere? The kid says, are we there yet? We get impatient, don't we? Did Brad ever get impatient, Jimmy?
No.
I think sometimes we get too impatient. How about an attitude of prayer? Philippians 4:8. I'm sorry. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto the Father. You know what? Your Father knows exactly what you need before you pray unto Him. You know, I've been praying all week. I pray constantly. If you go to 1 Thessalonians 5:16, I believe it is, pray without ceasing. We need to have a constant prayer with Him at all times. When you pray, find a quiet time. Talk to Him. And when you pray, let the Spirit dwell in you as you pray. You know, when Jesus was getting ready to leave here, He said, I'm going to send you a comforter, and that's the Holy Spirit. We need to constantly let the Holy Spirit dwell in us every day. Constantly. We need to humble ourselves. Present ourselves to Him. Present our cares to Him. At all times. Give Him thanks. Praying on behalf of others. Ever since Brother Lee's been in the hospital, I bet everybody here in this church has been praying for him, hasn't he? I know at Mount Pleasant we've been praying for him too. I know of other churches. Prayer is powerful. I was telling Brother Ron there back there a while ago, several years ago, or it was David, I'm sorry. I got real bad sick for 7 months. I carried a feeding tube right here. That's the way I fed myself. I sat at home, had an IV pole. I plugged myself in and fed myself for 7 months, and I prayed to my Father at all times. For some reason, He said He wasn't finished with me. Prayer is the most wonderful thing there is that God has given us, and that's why we need constantly talk to Him. James 5:16. Like I say, pray on behalf of others. Colossians 4:2. Give Him thanks all the time. Continue in prayer, whichever is in the same, with thanksgiving. You are to express gratitude for God's blessings. Did we give Him enough thanks? No, we don't. Do we pray enough? No, we don't. Do we, Jimmy? I've got to pick on Jimmy since he's sitting there. We've got to give Him thanks at all times. When you pray, you've got to have faith. Hebrews 11th chapter. Faith is the things not seen. We pray for things yet we don't see them doing. But they're in God's time when He answers our prayer. You've got to believe in faith. You've got to believe in prayer. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Prayer, God answers prayers according to His will, not ours. He answers according to His will. Even though we should believe and trust Him that He'll answer our prayer.
When you get a chance to take a break there, I'll change that mic.
How many of you here believe in prayer? Thank you. But like I said, you know, I sat at home for 7 months. I prayed unto Him and I believed that He would heal me, and He did. He took care of me. That's why we have to have faith and trust in Him at all times. Prayer according to God's will. Believers are to encourage to them that request prayer God's desire, and to pray in the name of Jesus. When you're out in public, you sit down to have a meal. Some people start eating right off, won't they? You know, the first thing you need to do is bless the food and thankful if you've got something to eat. I was listening to Brother Jay one time. He said they went over to Shaker Towns, him and some other pastor somewhere, and they had a lunch. And Jay says, "We're going to have prayer." He said, "Well, I might, it might, what you say, offend somebody. So what if it offends them?" Jay went on and had prayer. You know, when we pray, we be sincere and a pure heart. When you pray, you just don't kneel down and pray. You got to have a sincere, pure heart. You need to forget everything else and pray unto the Father. I've done construction all my life.
Put down, I don't know, lots of flooring. I've never used knee pads, and they said you need to. I said I've got calluses on them. Folks, we need to have calluses on our knees praying to our Father every day. You know, Jesus was, he was getting ready to leave here. He knew it. He prayed constantly to the Father. Jesus accepted the time that He was getting ready to leave here. When Jesus was on the cross, He prayed to His Father, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." We're here today because Jesus went to that cross and died for each and every one of us. That's why we should pray unto Him and give thanks unto Him daily. In a few minutes, we're going to have a little hymn of invitation. And I want each and every one of you to bow your head and close your eyes and listen to what I've got to say. Please, no looking around. This hymn of invitation is between you and God,
not who's sitting beside you. Don't think what they think of you. You need to realize what this is between you and your Heavenly Father. It says, I went down to the river to pray, and I found God's amazing grace. I started singing, How Great Thou Art. The gentle breeze began to blow, and His grace blew through my soul. And still my thoughts, He lifted up my heart. The Rock of Ages healed my soul. Beneath the old rugged cross, while I sang, What a friend I have in thee. The wind began to change God's love. Felt like healing rain. It washed my doubts and finally set me free. These old songs still carry me down the road of faith trod. Every verse a stepping stone. Oh, my journey back to God. When you breathe, when your breath is wearing thin and I can't see beyond the stones, I just learn in the wind and the song all bring me home, leaning on the everlasting arms. Some of you, like myself, need to go to this altar all the time and pray. We need to get out and pray. Here in a few minutes, like I say, we're going to have a hymn of invitation. Maybe some of you want to come up here and pray. Don't be ashamed to come up here and pray. Because one of these days, we've got to face our Father. Day of judgment, every knee shall bow. We're all going to kneel before God. Be thankful that He sent His Son to die for each and every one of you. Like I say, pray in Jesus' name. I'm going to turn this up over to Jimmy.
Where He goes, I will follow.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Brad for coming here today. Yes, appreciate
sir.
It.
Yes, sir.
And come back anytime.
I will.
Okay. I'm going to leave it open. Close and pray.
Yes, sir.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us, and especially your love through Jesus. I pray, Lord, you'd be with this congregation. Be with Brother Lee. Help him to have a healing hand, Lord. You just guide him in the right direction. You know what he needs, Lord. And I pray for everybody in this world, Lord. I pray for everybody around me, Lord. Give them strength and help them realize that you are the great physician, that you are the Father which art in heaven. And Lord, sometimes I think we forget about the 23rd Psalm, that you are our shepherd, Lord. You're the one that leads us and guides us day by day. For this all I ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Get kind of cards because they're leaving this time.